Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I just don't understand people that still poke and wave on Facebook. Still.
I'm not sure how you do that.
You still poke me. That's all I need to know about you. I don't know how to respond to that. Am I supposed to poke you back?
I thought poking and waving was like what you did like when you were on a dating site or something like that. It's like a wink or something, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, people poke and wave at me too. I never respond.
Never.
Because I don't know what it is.
I assume you're a weirdo. I'm going to be honest. First of all,
poking in general is a weird thing, right?
Exactly.
If you're one of those creeps that just pokes people,
right?
Like, if I see you poking kids, yep, I'm keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't poke kids.
Don't poke anybody.
No.
And
I have a cousin like that. Like, he thinks it's funny.
A pincher or a poker?
Yeah, he's a pincher and a poker.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just, I think they go hand in hand, pinchers and pokers.
Creep.
Yeah, they think it's so funny. They come up to you.
For
and
real.
Always in your rib cage.
Yeah.
They pinch and they poke
right.
you in your rib cage. Like, what?
And the thing is like at some point, like one of them will be like, yeah, it's a pressure point under here or something. Dude, I will break your hand. All right? I'll let you get away with that joke in close proximity right now because there's a bunch of other people in the room, you creep.
What am I supposed to do?
Don't poke me.
When someone pokes me in life or on Facebook.
That's the thing. Digitally poking is even, it's
even weirder.
Right. It's even weirder.
I can't feel you because you're on the internet. So there's no reason to actually poke me.
Well, it is safer then.
Right, I guess.
Yeah.
But it makes you very strange.
Don't
that's
wave
all
at
I need
me.
To know about you.
I don't know what you're doing.
Right. That hand. Wow. When I see that hand pop up, I'm like, oh gosh.
Where's that hand been?
Right.
I got one for you here. If you're cool with giving up half your eyebrow so that you get the wax for free, that's all I need to know about you. So I got to get these eyebrows got to get pulled down, bro. It happens, all right? I'm a hairy guy. I'm an old guy. It's going to happen to you someday too, Christian. You'll even get hair on your ears.
It's already happening.
So I go, I see, and I have a talkative esthetician or whatever she is.
Yes.
And she's wonderful. And we're talking. I don't know if I sneezed or something. I had all sorts of guilt thinking about it, but she slathered some wax over the brow in an area that is clearly supposed to stay there. And then she had to work it over for oil for like 20 minutes, and then she just started cutting it. You can see I'm a little thin over here on this side.
Oh my God, I can't stop staring at your eyebrows.
Right.
Good
news is, at my age, these things grow out in about 2 seconds.
My gosh.
Anyways,
have female supermodel eyebrows.
Your eyebrows.
She's like, you're all
so
set.
What?
I gotta walk out. And she's like, so you're all set today. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, well, I cut off half your eyebrow. And I was like, oh, well, great. I still was ready to pay.
Oh, my God. All day today, I'm going to stare your eyebrows.
I thought about drawing half of it in.
They're so prominent.
No. It's like Charlie Puth or Vanilla Ice.
You're missing half an eyebrow.
No, it's just a little thin. It's just a little thin. Yeah, she worked it over with oil, and then I heard scissors come out. And it sounded like she was cutting some serious material with the scissors, so I don't know what happened. It's one of those moments where they're really glad there's no mirrors on the ceiling. That's why they pull out the handheld to show you at the end, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
They're so uneven.
Thank you.
But it's like caterpillars, but one is half a caterpillar.
You know what? You should thank me. I gave that to you. I came in here, and now it'll be the thing that powers you through your Friday.
Oh, that's a shame.
All right,
that's
if you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you could have one royal rule for your neighbors that they had to obey, what would it be? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. This all comes up because
allegedly, there was a list of kind of protocol that was sent out to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's neighbors about how to behave around the royals as they move into their neighborhood.
Right. They're in the new place, right? And I want to make sure. Plus, they've got security teams and stuff like that. This really is stuff that people need to know. In general, British people, they have a different rule of culture and tact than we do here in America. So people need to be educated.
Especially when you're a prince. So here are some of the things that were on the list.
We all know that she's the main attraction now, pal.
Yep. Don't pet their dog or ask to see their baby.
Yeah.
No letters in the royal mailbox.
Nobody get near the baby. If you put a letter in the mailbox, we're going to have to explode that thing just to make sure that it's safe.
Don't even offer to babysit the dog or the baby.
Right.
And certainly don't yell good morning or any pleasantries.
Oh, what? See, now that one's too bad, right? If I'm tall enough to look over the hedgerow, I'm going to yell to you good morning or whatever it may be that they say over
good
in
morrow.
England. Right. Good morning, and the funny thing is I'll be doing it exactly the same as if I was here, which is John Candy during a summer vacation. Shirt off, just out there in my bathrobe or some shorts, oh. Some stained shorts, that kind of thing.
Cheerio!
Your
lawn.
Right.
Cheerio! Just yelling anything, you know.
What's up? Hey!
Yeah.
What's up,
brother? Neighborino.
Good to see you.
But right. here's the right. thing that we're
getting interesting. And your hedges look great.
Meghan and Prince Harry have come forward, and they usually don't respond to tabloid trash, to be honest.
Sure.
But they said that they really had nothing to do with this list, and it
trash.
Turns out...
This is real reporting.
Well, right. It turns out it was an overly protective palace official that okay. put together this list.
Sure.
Put it and sent it out and presented it to the group.
Nobody has good manners, man. And it's time for those old school people that have been in there for 17 generations to let people know. I
yep.
respect that. I watch The Crown. I know how this works.
They are fiercely private. Like, they got a new dog months ago, and they won't tell anybody the dog's name.
Right.
I wonder if the dog even has a name.
They don't want anybody to be able to call him.
What right. if the dog doesn't have a name?
Oh, that dog has a name.
They just won't tell us what it is.
He's in His Majesty's service. It's Bond. That's the dog's name, right? 0013 is that dog's name, right?
But I was thinking, like, how cool that you could, like, here is a list of rules, because mm-hmm. you will now be my neighbors.
Right.
If you got to have one rule for your neighbors that
right.
they had to obey, what would that one rule be?
Well, I think that they're kind of implying it with the royals, but I've heard it all the time with Tom Cruise is, don't look me in the eyes. I mean, and I don't even know why, because I liked it. I feel like what? After a while, having conversations with people where they never looked you in the face would just be strange and somewhat dismissive. But I also think it makes you cool and mysterious.
You don't want people to look at you in the eye?
Nobody knows what your eyes look like, man. Nobody knows what you're thinking.
When you talk to me, only stare at my feet.
Avert your eyes when I pass by or order my breakfast.
What?
Yeah. Whatever it may be, avert your eyes, because then I'm very mysterious again.
Sure. That's Producer Christian, ridiculous. Do you have a rule for
mysterious
your neighbors?
Mysterious people have the best publicists. Just saying.
Okay.
You can't do any landscaping before 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 in the morning? The day's over.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dakota's on her second nap at 10:30 in the morning.
Are you serious? I'm on my first.
These are my rules. This is what I decree.
No, man. I'm going to be out there shirt off.
Oh, God.
Maybe a stained, ripped tank top. What's up, Aaron?
Don't look him in the eye with his no shirt on.
That's right.
Everybody will be looking at your chest and
right?
worry.
Look at this Adonis that is in front of you.
Am I the only one that has a normal thing?
What is yours?
Please stop throwing garbage on my lawn.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
This past week, mm-hmm. I found a Burger King bag in my driveway.
Wow.
A bag of dog poop, the entire bag filled with dog poop, like on the side lawn.
Yeah.
And then...
Then they left it there.
And then Paul almost had a heart attack, my husband, because there were two nips on the side yard.
Oh, good.
Nips. Like
good.
Somebody
wow.
drove by, threw them out the window driving by,
right.
and left them in our
no,
yard.
No, they was coming and going. It was going to work and coming home.
I didn't have the heart to tell them.
A nip each way.
I didn't have the heart to tell them they were mine.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. Alicia.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
How's our buddy the bird
yes.
doing this morning? Or the hawk? Or the bat? Or whatever it is that's now living in our gazebo?
Well, it's definitely not a bat, and it's never there in the morning.
so worried about this little bird. Where does it go all day? Are people picking on it? Like,
so
I can't even deal.
You may remember, Anna, of course, that we had the squirrel problem, the squirrel incident.
The
at
squirrel
our house.
Was living in your chimney.
Right, the squirrel incident right. in the chimney. And we had convinced ourselves this is a little baby squirrel and he had fallen in there and he was lost from his mama. And when he came out, that squirrel was like Jason Momoa of mm-hmm. squirrels.
Yep.
Cock diesel.
No, he might have been a teenager. He wasn't a baby. Well,
no matter what it was, he was out for chaos. He all was right. not out to get out of the house. He just jumped all over everything, climbed over the walls. It was crazy. Now we have some sort of flying animal living in the gazebo out back of our
well,
house.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. After that, we had a baby dragon snapping turtle
that's
in the
right.
middle of our yard.
That's
I
true.
Mean, tiny. Tiny little baby that right. Steph had to come rescue because I wouldn't touch it. Right. I almost did, and then I was told that it was a dragon snapping turtle and that, yeah, I could have lost a finger.
Oh.
Yeah, we have no bodies of water around us, so we don't know how he got there. We believe he got dropped from a hawk that he probably ate the leg off of.
Oh, I understand.
Because he's a vicious killer.
And now you have some kind of flying apparatus living in your gazebo.
That's right. That's right. At mm-hmm. first, we suspected it was a bat because it was only coming around at night. Yesterday, we saw it when it came back. It is not a bat because it's not leathery or have fangs like a vampire.
Yep.
We now have another backstory for it. We believe it's a baby red-tail hawk.
Oh.
And because yeah. the ravens came to the area and ran off the hawks that we had in the area.
Yep.
Now we believe that this baby was left behind. They did not eat the egg, the ravens. This one escaped, and now it's living by itself, and it has no friends, so it comes here to sleep at night.
Okay. And Alicia, what's your take on this?
I'm so sad, Anna. Mm-hmm. I mean, this poor little baby is all by itself at night, mm-hmm. hiding in our gazebo, and
right.
where does it go all day? Like,
right.
where are other birds picking on it? Is it eating? Like,
right.
I'm so upset. I have to call, like, some bird sanctuary and find out what to do here.
Right. Bird bullying is a big thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's an issue.
Is this bird sitting by itself when it's on a wire or something like that? Like, nobody wants
right.
to envision that.
Right. Why don't you guys go out there and take a look and confirm your theory? Or maybe it'll just attack your face. Did you ever think of that?
That's the thing. Hawks are killers.
Oh. Yeah.
Totally killers.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So on that note, how's Raven been behaving as a husband this week?
I mean, he's been pretty good, Anna. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Good.
Right. I mean, haven't done anything all that right. I mean, we've been kind of like busy. I haven't had anything to do.
Yeah. Same, just busy, like, you know, two ships passing in the night.
I understand that. I'm kind of going through the same thing. It's like my husband gets home, I'm already in bed going to sleep. It's like, you know, you live for the weekends at this point. Kind of sad
right.
if you think about it.
Yeah, at least you get those, right?
Right, exactly. So I guess because he hasn't really done much of anything, you can't really give him a bad grade or a good grade. So what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
Right, I can't really give him an A, but I can't give him like an E. So I guess it's a B, yeah.
Okay, that seems fair.
B for baby bird that I'm looking out for because I'm such a nice provider.
That baby bird is being bullied. You guys need to be its friends.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Chris and Rachel are joining us together this morning. Rachel, let's start with you. What's going on?
My boyfriend Chris and I have been together for, I don't know, 6 or 7 months now. He asked me to move in with him. You know, everything's great and fine, but he doesn't want me to put my name on the lease. So I'm concerned about that. You know, let's say a couple months down the road, something happens. What am I going to do? If we break up, am I going to have to sleep in my car? I feel like I have to cover my bases too.
I had leases where I signed with apartment buildings before, Anna, where basically like if somebody's car or somebody stayed there more than 4 nights a week or something like that, they require that that person be added to the lease.
Yeah.
Of course, you can get away with it for a long time.
Of course, but what's the big deal, Chris? You asked her to move in. Why wouldn't you just put her on the lease?
I mean, I just think it's unnecessary. You know, like, it'll be fine if the apartment is just in my name. I don't want to bother the landlord. I got a really good deal in the apartment because I was just a single guy living there. The landlord really liked that. I just want to stay under the radar. I don't want to, like, rock the boat or anything, you know?
I see. Yeah, I see that happening a lot, too.
Right. Well, if I own the house, I want to make sure that I can track down everybody for money.
Well.
You guys start breaking up and get all crazy. Rachel will start punching holes in the wall. You're going to be liable.
Right.
It's true.
Guys, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Rachel. If you're moving into a place with him, then we don't care whether the landlord likes it or not. You need to notify them and get her put on the lease or find a new place together so that you're equal going forward. But they may see your side too, Chris. You got a good deal going on. You don't want to rock the boat. What's the big deal? Just move in and you keep paying the kind of discounted rate and move forward. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure thing.
Yep.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Legal Week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Attorney John Heyman will be joining us in a little bit to give his take on this. But Chris has asked his girlfriend Rachel to move in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. They've only been dating 6 or 7 months. And Rachel says, well, she wants to go on the lease. So she knows that she has equal say. But he says, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want to put you on the lease. I don't want to bother the landlord. I got a sweet deal because I was a single guy that got this place. I don't want to rock the boat.
Let me ask you something. Equal say in what? What are you talking about? Equal say. There is no equal say. You're in there. You both pay rent. That's it. When you want to move out, you move out. If you're not on the lease, you're not liable.
Yeah, but there's also something
equal
to be
say.
Said. There's something to be said about that it's never really your house then. You're kind of just a permanent
it's
guest.
It's neither of their houses. They're both renting.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anne on Raven.
I'm not on either one of their sides. What I'm telling her is don't push to go on the lease because if you want to get out, you're not going to be responsible for anything.
Mm,
yeah.
I love how you said that. I like that. It's really good thinking. I didn't think of it that way at all.
Keep the freedom. Keep yourself an exit ramp. I agree.
Yeah, but what happens if she starts buying furniture for the place and it's like not
so
3 months?
You take it. I mean, what is he going to put a chain on the door? There's police. I mean, if it got that ugly, that bad, I mean, it's her property. You just leave with it.
I don't know. I think you're all in or you're all out. You know, whose side are you on? Honda yeah, Westport you, Couples Court on Star 99.9.
You make a decision and that's the decision for life?
That's it. You either want me on the lease? And we're to end this forever, or you know what? I'm walking out the door. Legal Week continues on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Rachel is excited to move in with her boyfriend, Chris, except he doesn't want to put her name on the lease. He says he got a good deal because he was a single guy when he got the place, and he doesn't really want to bother his landlord with this.
Isn't sharing a sock drawer enough commitment right now? I mean, she's going to be getting one of the two parking spaces. Why do you have to put it on a legal document? Documents scare me.
She's afraid that they're going to break up, and then she's not going to have anywhere to live. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Good morning. I'm actually on his side, but a little on both. She should not want to get put on lease. It doesn't matter if she's on a lease, just they have a say in it. Because if she really wanted to leave after a month or two, he still has to evict her if she doesn't want to leave by law.
Right, right. She may get in there and figure out that this whole situation stinks and she's out. You know what I know, Anna, is that everybody in our audience has broken a lease.
Right.
Everybody.
Except for me. I would never. To me, you can't do that.
Because you made your husband decide that he was with you for life at 10 years old.
It's true. It's worked out well for me, actually.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I can appreciate what he wants to do, but for her, if she gets on the lease, there's a liability there. And if something happens between the two of them, she can just get up and leave, pack the bags and go and have not any liability.
I love how the fact that we're painting him as shady because he doesn't want to put her on the lease, but everybody who's calling is like, no. Reserve your shadiness because if you need to get out, there it is. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on the guy's side. I totally feel like she's already going into it. Rachel's already going into it without, what's going to happen if things don't work out. So you don't go on the lease. See how things work out. And if things work out really well, you get something together, but you're both on the lease.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chris, our audience agreed with you. If you're getting a really good deal on the place and you're splitting it and saving all that money, just keep quiet and then play dumb when the time comes around if they ever catch you.
Thank you. People can see my dilemma, right? You know,
just because you're not on the lease there, Rachel, doesn't mean that you and Chris can't have yourselves a written agreement either. Like, you could just draw something up right now, date it, make sure you have some sort of witness to it or whatever that says that he'll return a half of a security deposit or whatever.
Right. I mean, I guess it's just kind of a commitment thing to me. You know, I don't feel comfortable living with you and paying half the rent and building a life with you when you can't commit to something as small as just putting me on the lease.
Well, Rachel, you make a really good point, and I think those are things you need to consider going forward.
Okay.
But what we're going to do, too, is we're going to check in with attorney John Heyman because it's Legal Week here, and we're going to see his take on this. It's coming up next right here on Star. It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's attorney John Heyman, or as he likes to be called, Judge Johnny.
Good morning, everybody.
Earlier this morning, there was an issue about leases. Rachel is moving in with her boyfriend, Chris, and she wanted to have her name added to the lease. And he said that that was ridiculous and a waste of time, et cetera, et cetera. But the question is if they broke up and he wanted to kick her out and her name's not on the lease, does he have the right to kick her out?
The answer is yes, but it's not as simple as saying adios. Once you're living there, you now are a tenant. You have to bring an eviction action to remove her. That can take months and months and months. And imagine living under those circumstances. If I were the landlord, I would certainly encourage both parties to sign the lease because from my perspective as a landlord, I'd rather have two people I can look to for payment rather than one. On the other hand, I would just say, just be careful here because one has to question commitment if he's not willing to put you on the lease.
I know she wants to ensure she has somewhere to live, but who wants to stay once the relationship has already gone south? I mean, don't you just want to be free and clear? I'd love to not have my name on the lease if I was her, but that's
well, you know, there are two perspectives on it. And what he's probably saying is we don't need that. We don't need your written signature. I love you anyway. Why do we need to bother with that? And perhaps in the back of his mind, he's also thinking, well, if it doesn't work out.
Right, escape route.
Right. All right. I still got my path, right?
John, what are your thoughts on buying property jointly before you're married?
Well, you know, we're living in a different time and age, and ever so many people are no longer getting married. And commitments, notwithstanding the fact that there are not a marriage certificate, are still binding. And I would say, go right ahead. You're going to encounter the same difficulties getting out from under the tenancy with or without a marriage contract. So
the legal burden is the same.
Attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online, HeymanLawFirm.com. Connecticut's firm for injured people. Call them 1-800-HEYMAN.
Judge Johnny, can't wait to have you back.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Do you have a specific side of the bed that you sleep on? And if you do, do you have a reason behind it? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Raven, Christian, this all comes up because over the weekend, it was going viral that there is a couple that they don't have sides of the bed.
Okay.
So every night when they get in bed, they just sleep on whatever side they feel like. Designated side of the bed.
I don't see how that would work because then you've got somebody who develops a favorite but won't tell the other one because then they feel once they mark that as their favorite, the other one will want a piece of that. So every night that person's racing to bed to get there before you.
Or maybe they just don't care, and a bed is a bed, and they just sleep wherever they feel like it.
That's weird.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That feels like they're in the service or something.
See, I'm confused by this.
For real.
Let me give you some stats here. According to fake research that I found on the internet.
Okay.
Lefties report waking up happier, having more friends, and liking their jobs more than their right side counterparts. But if you sleep on the right side of the bed, you tend to earn more money, and that's it.
Wow, that's actually kind of accurate for me.
Is it accurate?
Man, they do this with horoscopes and everything else. They say this. You're one or the other because you can see yourself in your mind fitting into one of those categories or not. So.
I mean, that fits pretty much perfectly. I like my job. I'm very happy during work hours.
But your wife makes more money than you?
100% yes.
Well, your girlfriend, I should say.
Right.
Yes.
Eventually, right. Yes. Well. There will be a time. But yeah, she makes way more money than me.
Yeah.
If she goes with this plan, you're going to have to sleep wherever she doesn't get to first. I mean, I don't buy that at all, man.
Is there a reason why you sleep on a certain side of the bed? What side do you sleep on?
I sleep on the right-hand side of the bed, and I'm a one leg out and an arm off the side type of guy.
Oh. So
I sleep on my stomach, so it's like an arm up over a pillow.
Sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, man. Well, how do you sleep?
On my back.
That's a millennial thing.
What are you, a vampire?
No, millennials sleep on their back. I read an article about that. That was real science, I think.
Yes, right. Millennials sleep on their back, and if you're on the left, you're happier, and if you're on the right, then you're making more money.
You know, I mean,
you could just turn the way you're looking at the bed, and the left and the right change.
Here's a question I have, and then I'm going to tell you something very interesting. When you go on vacation and you stay in hotels,
right.
Do you still sleep on the same side of the bed that
same
you sleep
side
in
of
at
the
home?
Bed.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no. Yep. When we're away, it's like it's a party. We don't know where we're going to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's either side.
So anything could happen.
Yeah, and here's something
nuts.
You're
bed swingers.
I had a.
That's what you are.
We are bed swingers.
You're bed swingers.
And when we moved,
yeah.
I switched sides of the bed.
Did you talk about it?
Yeah.
Or did you just do it? You were like, this is my side now.
No,
and
I just did it.
And sad for a while.
I didn't have a conversation. I just said, this is my side of the bed now. And it's because I need to be closer to the door. When in our old home before we had children, mm-hmm. I didn't care if I needed to like get up or do something, right? But now when we moved and now we've got two kids, I needed to be significantly closer to the door so that if I heard something, I could run. Or if I'm being attacked by an intruder, I have a better chance of survival.
My wife's is the opposite, is that she wants to be in the far side of the room so that whatever's coming through the door gets to me first.
Oh, good.
So smart. There's a bear coming or anything like that, I'll be the one to go ahead and poke it or distract it.
1-800-330-9999. I am desperately looking for somebody that doesn't actually have a side of the bed that they just swap. If that's you,
crazy
or if
person.
You have an interesting reason why you sleep on a certain side, give us a call now.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Gina, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Gina.
Okay. Here's how it works, Gina. Raven is walking out of here when that door closes. He can't hear a word that we're saying. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, I hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. I should say he hooks you up because it's his money. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. Number one, Oprah has revealed that for her last meal, it would only be pasta. She's also promoting her new frozen skillet food line. Who is Oprah's best friend that is the chief anchor for CBS News?
Gail King.
Number two, can you hear me now? Good. Is the tagline for what company?
Verizon.
Number three, Sharon Osbourne had an emotional goodbye to co-host Sarah Gilbert during Sarah's last day of filming. What show are they on?
The View.
Number four, Christian rapper, he's the one that won the case against Katy Perry for copying his song. He was awarded $2.7 million. What show was Katy Perry a judge on last year?
American Idol.
And number five, Selena Gomez's friends surprised her with a trip to her favorite show, Shark Tank. Which shark's nickname is Mr. Wonderful?
Mark something. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Wave him in.
How'd you do?
Gina got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not bad. Let's see how I do.
Okay. Number one, Oprah has revealed that for her last meal, she would want it just to be pasta.
Yeah, I heard it was the entire week, actually.
Right. I agree with her. I love bread. She's also promoting her new frozen skillet food line.
Well, surprise, surprise. She's no dummy.
Who is Oprah's best friend that is the chief anchor for CBS News?
Well, Connecticut's own Gail King.
That is correct. Gina, still leading you 3-1. Number two, can you hear me now? Good. Is the tagline for what company?
Oh, that was Verizon.
That's right. Gina, still leading you 3-2. Number three, Sharon Osbourne had an emotional goodbye to co-host Sarah Gilbert during Sarah's last day of filming. Hmm. What show are they on?
They're on The View.
They are not. They are on The Talk.
Oh, I always get it wrong.
Yeah.
You knew that. You tricked me.
Well, Gina got it wrong, too, so it doesn't help either
of you. You tricked everybody. You tricked America, The Talk and The View.
All right. You guys are still, let's see, Gina, still leading you 3-2. Number four, the Christian rapper that won the case against Katy Perry for copying his song was awarded $2.7 million. What show was Katy Perry a judge on last year?
American Idol.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. And number five, Selena Gomez's friend surprised her with a trip to her favorite talk show, Shark Tank. What shark's nickname is Mr. Wonderful?
Oh, I don't know his name. I never watched the show. Alan.
Sir, it's not Alan.
Bob?
Nope, not Bob.
Frank?
Keep guessing. You're getting close.
Rick?
Nope. Kevin. Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Gina. You guys tied at 3, so that does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce. It's a very tall mug.
Awesome.
You know, it's funny. It's the third day in a row that you have a tie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I also had 3 days in a row before that where I got all 5.
Well,
so
we got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions. That's going to be coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity
It's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
She's 16 years old from Westport. Daria Maya joining us this morning. And she cares about water safety. And what you've done is really pretty awesome. Can you tell us about your website, WeLifeGuard.com?
Thank you so much. WeLifeGuard is a directory of lifeguards throughout Fairfield County, and we're looking to expand.
So the whole reason why you came up with this is because you really felt like when you have private parties at your house, a lot of times people don't hire lifeguards, and that's when a lot of terrible things can happen, right?
Definitely. A lot of the times parents aren't paying attention because it's a party. They oftentimes just leave their kids to go in the pool and no one's really watching, and that's when all the accidents happen.
So if you go to your website, it's lifeguards from Fairfield County, and they'll come to your house to watch over the children and adults too.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the lifeguards that work for your website?
All the lifeguards that are listed on our website are Red Cross certified in first aid, CPR, and lifeguarding. And a lot of us, in addition to being lifeguards, are also waterfront certified.
You know, Anna, the bad guy right now in Stranger Things Season 3, he's a lifeguard.
Is he?
Yes.
He is.
All right.
He's not been hired by WeLifeguard.com.
No, he's not working there. You're not going to find him there.
Sadly.
And you're a lifeguard yourself.
Yeah.
So have you ever felt, have you ever been in a situation where you had to like jump in and save somebody? Like, how does that feel? I always feel like I could never be a lifeguard because that adrenaline and that fear that I'm going to screw this up would probably overtake
You'd
me.
You'd get too excited.
I'd be too excited. You'd somebody get... help me. Right, oh, right. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be me.
Right. You'd run to dive in and then you'd actually fall.
Right.
Not necessarily. But I feel like as a lifeguard, you hold so much responsibility. So when you're watching the pool, you can make sure before something happens that like you have the eye on everyone. To make sure that you make calls before something happens.
I mean, it really is an absolutely brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Because you think to yourself, if you were doing something like this, what, you know, you get the porta potty for a party, right? You've got your caterer. You've got all these different things worked out. What time is the food truck going to be here? But you don't. You turn your attention away from the pool, and that's where the real danger exists.
Exactly.
Who would even know where to find a lifeguard if you didn't have this website? Who would even know? I don't know. You go down and hang out at the Y pool and be like, hey.
I think it's well worth the investment to hire a professional that their sole job is to be there keeping your eyes on your kids.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to hire a lifeguard to make sure that like your pool is being watched.
I mean, we've seen the success of the Cameo webpage. That's when rock stars like call up and leave you messages that say happy birthday. I feel like this has got a lot more potential.
Have you had a lot of positive people responding to it and hiring you guys?
Definitely. We've had a lot of good response, and even people from not within the area that we're providing right now, they're like, thank you for your service. Like, it's such a good idea.
I'm not going to lie. When I was looking at your website and I saw that you also babysit, I'm like,
you're looking to poach. You're looking to poach.
Right? Like, how are you with infants?
Very good.
All right.
There's money to be made here.
Yeah, exactly. Daria Maya, she's from Westport, only 16 years old, and the founder and president of WeLifeguard.com. If you're looking, especially with Labor Day around the corner, a lot of big parties going on. They have a huge registrar of local lifeguards here in Fairfield County that are available to have come take care of your families during these parties.
Thank you for having me.